After the deportation, the wailing of old women could be heard from nearly every window in the ghetto. Many rumors were whispered in the streets.
Psst, 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 psst. Did you hear this? Hey, you, did you hear this? Psst, psst, psst.
There were more deportations, but this time in smaller selections. Yannick was assigned to work at a tailor shop, and the work was manageable. One afternoon after work, Yannick stopped at a friend's house. When he headed home, the streets were empty. Yannick hid from a crowd of people being deported and the German SS officers.
Hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four, into the trucks now!
He saw his parents in the crowd. Yannick and his aunt Sala were the only members of their family who remained.